好，感谢主。
Praise Lord.
今天讲到的题目是全归基督。
The sermon title today is All to Christ.
呀，我们讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's start with a prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
呀，因为你是我们生命当中唯一的主，也是我们的救主啊。
Because you are the only Lord in our life, you are our Savior.
我们若是不将一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
If we do not give all the glory to you,
我们的生命的意义就荡然无存。
The meaning of our life will be in vain.
今天的世界何等多的动乱，何等多的灾难与战争。
In today's world, there's just so much chaos and wars.
瘟疫肆虐已经夺走了千百万的人生命。
With the pandemic and there's millions and thousands of people's lives has been just taken.
战争和饥饿也将要来到世界上来吞吃人类的生命。
Also, the war and the famine will just come to devour people's lives.
哦，主啊，我们知道你近了，你快来了。
Lord, we know you're coming soon.
帮助我们这些属于你的人，任何时刻奉主的名行事，全归基督。
Please just help us that the one belongs to you. We just can just give all the glory to you.
求你教导我们。
Please teach us.
帮助我们行走天路。
Help us to walk on the heavenly path.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，全归基督。
All to Christ.
呀，全归基督什么意思呢？
So what does that mean, all to Christ?
其实看见文字就懂这个意思，对吧？
It's easy to understand just from the word.
但这个全归基督对于我们有怎样的意义呢？
However, and so what does all to Christ mean to us?
其实全归基督就是神人关系的一个必然选择，会不会啊？
Giving all to Christ is an inevitable choice in the relationship between God and man.
可能初信的时候体会不深。
Maybe we just do not understand much when we first believe in God.
但是随着我们相信主的时间渐渐的增长增多的时候，这也必然是我们属灵生命的一个必然的流程了。
However, when time goes by, when we walk with the Lord, and it is also just like the process we have to go through.
要当然，除非你不真正选择基督了。
Unless you don't really choose Christ.
或者说你并没有被基督所选。选中了
，or you are not chosen by Christ，
否则呢？全归基督就是人生的唯一选项，对不对
？Otherwise, going all to Christ is the only option in life.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
呀，圣灵再次充满
，filled with the Holy Spirit again.
呀，全归基督是由圣灵充满去完成的。
So give all to Christ. Actually, it's fulfilled just by the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵被圣父圣子赐下之后呢
？When the Holy Spirit is given by the Father and the Son.
呀，圣灵的首要使命就是荣耀主。
The primary mission of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the Lord.
呀，初代教会的使徒们在全归基督的使命上，经历了祷告、圣灵充满以及讲论神的道。
On their mission to Christ, the apostles of the early churches experienced prayer, the filling of the Holy Spirit,
yeah, and the
filling
of God's words. 首先呢是恒切的祷告。
First, pray persistently.
呀，经文是怎么在这里是怎么描述这个祷告的呢
？How did the scriptures describe about this?
呀，他说祷告完了之后呢
？The scriptures that the prayer is over.
呀，就发生了一件怎样的事情呢
？Then what happened?
呀，这件事情就是变成教会历史上。第一篇教会的公祷啊
！So what happened was a prayer that it is the first public prayers of the church recorded in the history of the church.
为什么我总在鼓励弟兄姐妹来参与教会的祷告会呢
？So why I always encourage brothers and sisters to participate in the church prayer meetings?
呀，在新约教会当中，第一次公祷就在这里被记载下来。
In the New Testament, this first public prayer was recorded in the Bible.
所有的教会，包括我们的教会，所有的教会祷告会也都由此而来嘛。
And so all the church's prayer meeting just started from this.
道理在哪里呢
？So what is the reason?
当教会在祷告的时候
，So when the church prays.
当义人在祷告的时候，功效是大的。
So when a righteous person pray, actually, it just has a great effect.
教会正在祷告的时候，就如同我们正在将一切的荣耀颂赞归给基督，全归给基督了。
When the church prays, it is as if we're just giving all the glory and praise to Christ.
呀，经文让我们看见，在祷告当中包括的内容有敬拜、赞美、 查考圣经，结合教会的光景，摆上信心，提出代祷事项，向神祈求，献上感谢，交托信靠等等，对吧？
So the scriptures just let us see the contents of prayer, including worship, praise, Bible study, just combine a situation in the church, asking for prayer, pray to God, and offering thanks, entrusting in faith, etc.
坦率讲，教会的祷告是最令撒旦害怕的。
Frankly speaking, the church prayer actually just makes Satan just have fear.
所有的敌基督者，他再无知，但他在教会祷告当中，他心灵也是空虚害怕的。
For the Antichrist, in their heart, they just feel just empty and in front of this our prayer.
要圣经说这样的祷告使得聚会的地方怎么样震动 shaking。
The Bible says that such a prayer just shakes the meeting place.
要我们比较容易把这件事当作一个好像新奇的神迹奇事去关心，对吧
？So we may care about this just as this like a just the miracle.
但是其实当时的祷告带来的整个地方的震动意义何在呢？
So what is the shaking from the prayer meeting? What does that mean?
那个震动并不是平常所说的地震，要把房屋给毁坏，不是。
The shaking is not an earthquake. It did not knock down the house.
反倒是让门徒得了不能震动的国呀，在希伯来书十二章二十八节里面讲。
Actually, it just led the disciples to receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken, as in Hebrews chapter 12.
祷告的震动是带来不可震动的国。
So with the shaking from the prayer that is receiving the kingdom.
要此震不同彼震，大家要清楚啊。
So this is not a different shaking.
要其次是被圣灵充满了。
Second, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
整卷使徒行传都充满了被圣灵充满的痕迹，对吧？
The entire book of the Acts is full of the traces of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以有人是将使徒行传称为圣灵行传的道理也在这里。
Therefore, the book of Acts is also called the book of the Holy Spirit.
我想在这里最想分享的是祷告与圣灵充满的关系了。
What I want to share most here is the relationship between the prayer and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
什么是圣灵充满呢？
So what does that mean to filled with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵充满是弟兄姐妹门徒祷告之后神所应许所赐下的恩典，大家知道吗？
So being filled with the Holy Spirit, that is the grace bestowed by God after disciples pray.
圣灵充满不是凭眼见的一些新奇、一些好奇、满足好奇心的一些可见的事件，不是这样子。
So filled with the Holy Spirit is just not by sight.
圣灵充满是上帝所赐的恩典，不是凭眼见，乃是凭信心。
It is not by sight, but by faith.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
具体的讲，我们每个礼拜三我们的教会祷告会之后呢
？So speak practically. So every Wednesday after the church prayer meeting，
都是圣灵充满的时候啊。
So that is the time our church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
问题是你的信心领受了吗
？So the key is, did you receive that by faith？
当教会的祷告会过后，圣灵是充满你的，你知道吗？
Do you know after the church prayer meeting, and you are filled with the Holy Spirit?
这也是为什么我们教会一个礼拜一周的服事是从周三的祷告会开始。
That is why our church's serving weeks begin on Wednesday.
而不是其他的时间。
Not other days.
教会的形式里，请记住，从周三的祷告会开始。
So church the calendar for the ministry started with the Wednesday prayer meeting.
祷告之后才会有写讲章。团契、敬拜、教导、主日学等等一系列的事工，从祷告会开始，对吧
？So everything started just from the prayer meeting. After that, then we have the worship and also this the writing sermon, all those.
当然，这并不是说其他的时间、其他的事工就不重要，也不是这个意思。
It is not just say that other time and other ministry are not important.
乃是说。教会总有一样是重中之重的优先次序，事工当中最重要的就是祷告，就是我们的教会祷告会。
But that the most important priority of church ministry is prayer.
教会的领袖也一定在祷告会中产生。
Also, the church leaders was just formed just from the prayer meeting.
一个不参加教会祷告会的人，今后必然不会是教会的领袖。
The person who did not participate church prayer meeting for sure would not be the church leader.
也不可能蒙神重用。
And cannot be used to happily by God.
盼望弟兄姐妹明白祷告的重要，祷告会的重要，教会祷告会的重要，好不好？
I hope, brother, sister, you understand the importance of attending the church prayer meeting.
可能又会有人问，哎，为什么呢？
Maybe someone will ask, how come?
道理很简单啊。
The reason is also very simple.
因为不是我们能，乃是凡事神都能啊。
It is not we who can do it, but God is able to do everything.
当我们祷告的时候，
When we pray,
就表达我们与神正在同工啊。
That means we're co-working with the Lord.
当我们不祷告的时候呢？
When we do not pray,
就是表达我们拒绝神在我们生命当中做主做王。
That means that we reject God be the king in our life.
另外圣灵充满不一定是可见的，对吧？
Also, being filled with the Holy Spirit does not have to be visible.
而且也未必是感觉很高涨很高调的，不一定的。
Also, it does not have to be very high profile.
圣灵祷告完全可能是非常平实的。
So the prayer in the Holy Spirit, it could be just very plain.
感觉不大的。
And it's modest.
甚至是微声细语的。
Or even soft-spoken.
问题就是我们的信心是否此时此刻领受、接纳和承认圣灵就在心中充满我们呢？
The key is whether we admit that actually the Holy Spirit just filled in our heart.
好，最后是讲论神的道。
Finally, speak the word of God.
这其中的关联也是很重要的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, the connection is so important.
就是圣灵与圣经之间相互依存的关系。
That is the interdependent relationship between the Holy Spirit and the Bible.
一个被圣灵充满的人，他一定会讲论神的话语，讲神的道的。
A person who is filled with the Holy Spirit must be able to speak the word of God.
这个其实也是判定出于圣灵或者不是出于圣灵的一个本质上的区别。
This is also the essential difference in judging whether it is of the Holy Spirit or not.
如果相比较起来，我们看一看是怎样的光景呢？
So let's take a look about this comparison.
通常的来说，如果要人去讲神的话语，比较不容易，要付代价，对吧？
In general, if you want to speak the word of God, it's not easy because you have to pay the price.
要付什么代价呢？
What kind of price you have to pay?
你要去学习啊。
You need to learn.
学习还不能够骄傲，还得谦卑学习。
You need to learn humbly.
还要查考许多的资料。
And you need to search a lot of the information.
人一碰到资料，一碰到学习，一碰到你要记忆，要学习，就显出困难，显出能力的有限了。
So once we touch the area that we need to learn, then it just reveals our limitation.
当然相比之下呀，什么都不去学，什么都不努力，不学无术，满口痴黄的宣称自己有圣灵呀，这种人所拥有的铁定不是圣灵，对吧？
Therefore, just not putting effort at all and ignorant and claiming that they have the Holy Spirit. So what this kind of person possesses is definitely not the Holy Spirit.
另外呢，讲论神的道也是有胆量的。
In addition, speaking the word of God requires courage.
这个在比如说敌基督的国家里边比较明显的看出这个问题，会不会啊？
For example, it's just kind of obvious in the Antichrist country.
你在某些地方去讲神的道、传福音，可能要坐监牢，有牢狱之灾啊。
In some places, if you want to just preach God's word, you may have faced the
可能还要罚款呢、啊，抓到监狱里面思故行啊，对吧？
You may be just in prison, maybe just being just to find the money.
这个在我们所认识的很多神的仆人、牧师、传道人，或者弟兄姐妹、执事、长老，都有这样的经历啊。
So we've seen just many, just like a pastor or deacons, they've been this kind of experience.
那在所谓的自由国家里边去传道、传福音，也会遇到这样的压力啊。
It's the same. Speaking the word of God in a free country also has the pressure.
哪怕别的事情都不发生，你自己去讲，你得有胆量啊。
Even though nothing happened, but it requires courage for you to.
因为一个人站在台上讲，讲完之后还要放到网上，让全球的人来评说，你还敢胡说八道吗？
Because once a person stands on the stage to preach and then just put a sermon on the internet,
圣经吩咐我们
give the comment.
圣经吩咐我们要按照正义去分解圣经，我们还敢不查好资料，还敢不做好准备吗？
The Bible says, when we preach God's words, we just need to according to the Bible. How can we just talk about the nonsense?
这一切的过程都是在圣灵充满的前提下去完成的。
So all the process are just completed just with the being filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满也一定是带着圣灵的果子啊。
So being filled with the Holy Spirit for sure with, just comes with the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
铁定没有骄傲与张狂啊。
For sure, and there's no pride, and also that it is like those are kind of ignorance.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
使徒大有能力。
Apostles with great power.
当一个人被圣灵充满的时候呢？
When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit,
不单是要放胆讲论神的道。
He not only speaks the word of the Lord boldly.
更加是要活出主的大能啊。
But also lives out the power of the Lord.
此话怎讲？如何活出主的大能呢？
So how to live out God's power?
首先是一心一意服侍主。
First, serve the Lord wholeheartedly.
你知道吗，亲爱的弟兄姐妹？
Brother and sister, do you understand?
在基督里的大能是在教会里边表达的。
The power in Christ is expressed in a church.
那怎么知道是在教会里表达的呢？
Then how do we know that is expressed in the church?
所以在教会里表达的唯一征兆就是弟兄姐妹的同心合意。
The only sign of that expressed in the church is unity.
请大家要特别留意一件事情。
Please pay attention about this.
如果在教会里边，在基督里边讲到能力的时候，会提到某一个人特别能，这就出现问题了。
When we talk aboutThe power, if we just kind of emphasize expression the individual ability, then that's a problem.
因为主的大能不是要去表达个人能力的。
Because God's power is not trying to emphasize any individual's ability.
而主的大能最关键是要表达教会的同心合意啊。
God's power, that is to reveal the unity of the church.
换句话讲，教会什么时候同心，圣灵的大能就得以彰显。
In other words, when the church is united, the power of the Holy Spirit will be manifested.
那我们可能要关心一下，是什么东西在拦阻教会的同心合一呢？
Then we just need to take a look. So what hinders the church unity?
通常的来说，拦阻教会一心一意通常有三大破口。
There are usually three breaches.
Yeah, 一是假冒为善。
So one is hypocrisy.
二是偶像崇拜。
Second is idolatry.
三是难以专心啊。
And third, it's difficult in concentrating.
教会不敢讲真话，不敢讲真理，撒旦最开心。
Satan is the happiest when the church does not dare to speak the truth.
哪怕你已经伟大到一个地步，像法利赛人一样。
Even though you're just great to the point, just like a Pharisee.
耶稣仍然说他们是假冒为善的人，对吧？
Jesus still called them hypocrite.
假冒为善的人是撒旦的主类啊。
So the person and who is the hypocrite.
也包括我们一些，比如说很怕得罪人呐、
For example, someone they're afraid to offend others.
也怕教会讲的真话，就有些就要离开啊。
And some people they're afraid if they speak the truth, and then people will leave the church.
跟当年的扫罗王一样嘛。
Just like a King Saul.
撒母耳迟到了，这再不献祭，群众会众就要跑了。
If Samuel's late, and then the congregation they will leave.
不顾一切，管你撒母耳在不在，扫罗王赶紧就跑去献祭了。
And King Saul just so eager to offer sacrifice and not to wait for the Samuel.
殊不知自己成了要轻慢神的族类了。
He just became just like the people who just despise God.
这种情况在教会里边还少吗？
With this kind of situation, is that rare in the church?
偶像崇拜就是看人过于所当看的，对吧？
Idolatry is just looking at people more than they should.
或者说是抬高自己，贬低他人。
Or exalting yourself and just belittling others.
又或者呢，是对某人有过高的期望，甚至到达了一个崇敬敬拜的地步。
Or having high expectation of someone to the point of admiration.
我们比较容易看啊，某某大讲员、某某大牧师、某某大使徒，他们讲的话好像就与众不同。
We may think, oh, some just great like a preacher or just speaker, and they're just so unique, so different.
很难有一个平常心去看人呐。
Then we just don't have the ordinary heart to look at people.
迟早要跌倒的。
And sooner or later, and you will stumble.
什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会就是去祷告嘛。
Church is to pray.
教会的专注就是去敬拜、开荒、执堂、布道、宣教，对不对？
Church's focus, that is to worship, just the church planting and the preaching mission.
教会可以关心不同的事情。
In the church, we can care for different things.
但是教会必须专注在福音上， 专注在职堂上，专注在扩展教会上，不许分心呐、啊。
However, we just need to focus on just the worship and the church planting and the mission. We just cannot be distracted.
然后其次呢，身外之物全归主。
Second, everything outside of the body belongs to the Lord.
我们可能一直有一个误会，会不会啊
？We may have always had a misunderstanding.
以为基督徒奉献了十一奉献啦。
We may think that once we tithe.
哎呦，那十分之九的钱全归自己了，很开心，对吧
？And the rest of the money, the nine tenths, and belong to himself.
你知道吗，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
？Brother and sister, do you
understand? 其实神更加看重我们十一奉献之后的那十分之九的钱，你是怎么使用的
？In fact, God just looks more at how we use the nine tenths of our tithing.
是不是在荣耀神呢？
So, do we just glorify God and benefit others?
是不是在做荣神益人的事情呢
？And do we just glorify our Lord?
这个标准从圣经中来吗
？Is the standard from the church?
有没有参与主的大使命呢
？Did we participate God's great commission?
在今天的经文当中，那些初代教会，的使徒的命，信徒门徒们就为此做了美好的见证和榜样啊。
So in the early just the churches, the believer, they have set the good model.
Yeah, 虽然当时的教会耶路撒冷教会有其特殊的历史背景吧。
Even though the Church of Jerusalem has its special historical pattern and time.
但是本质上是一样的呀。
However, its essence was the same.
Yeah, 想想我们今天在职场中，特别在职场中做生意的弟兄姐妹吧。
Especially our brothers and sisters who do business in the workplace.
Yeah, 这一类人我认识不少了。
I knew many of them.
有一些人会，持钱为傲。
So some of them, they are just proud of money.
他视钱为傲的时候呢，仿佛看见自己生命当中内心深处的那份骄傲。
So when they're just proud of the money and just that it's revealed the pride in their heart.
他可能想到这些钱是我赚的，都是我的能力啊，与神何干呢？
And they may think, and the money I just earned by myself, and what does it do with God?
我今天能够拿钱出来奉献给教会，那是件很了不起的事情啊。
And it is a wonderful and great thing for me just being able to offer the money to the church.
这份骄傲来到生命里边，一旦膨胀的时候，就会产生技术变形啊。
So when this kind of pride just came to their life, and then it just would just kind of deform.
什么是技术变形啊
？So what is that the technique deform?
好像比如说你打羽毛球，对吧？
I just like if you play badminton.
我站在中间，你站在中间，互相打都比较容易。
It may be easy. We just stand in the middle, and then we just play.
但是，一旦对方把球往两边掉，长短球，我们接下来就不容易，就会产生技术变形啊。
However, once we just hit this ball and just in the different angle, then it will just deform.
属灵生命也是一样的。
Same as our spiritual life.
来到教会，我不奉献钱，听讲道。要关怀 要服侍什么都好就是不出钱这个日子比较容易过的
So life will be easy if we just come to the church we just do all the things but we just do not offer money
一旦奉献金钱心就被牵动了
Once we offer money then our heart has been drawn
因钱而牵动出来的首先是骄傲啊
So what just draw our heart the first thing is our pride.
觉得自己有一份功劳，有一份荣耀，也有一份权柄，对吧
？So we may think we have the authority, we have the credit, and we have our own glory.
这个时候你脑子一大，眼睛一膨胀，你所看见的人都是像蚂蚁一般的渺小，
so、
随意可以被你践踏在地上，拧一拧踩死算了。
Therefore, in that kind of the mindset, and then you will just kind of explode yourself.And think you're the greatest one, and the others just like a little ants.
在我过往服侍的道路当中吧。
So in those past years in my serving.
曾经有那么几件事对我来讲记忆犹新呐。
There were several things. It's just kind of fresh in my memory.
有一位教会的执事，算是教会的创办人吧，很老的资格吧，元老。
There was a deacon. He was a church founder.
每次开同工会之前呢，总要来到我的面前教我要怎么说话，怎么办事，怎么对谁这个说话，怎么对那个说话，给我 briefing 以后，然后才去开同工会。
So every time before the deacon board meeting, and he just came to me, and he just wanted to just tell me how to talk and how to do the meeting.
有一次他让我说在同会 当中要去指正我们当时的另外一个牧师，一个英文牧师的错。
So one time he came to me and asked me to say something during the meeting to just correct the other pastors and his wrong.
我说我没有这个感动，你自己说行不行啊？
I responded to him and I said, I do not have the touch to say so. Why don't you just sit by yourself?
我说你又为什么对牧师有一个这样的权柄，吩咐牧师去对另外一个牧师说呀一句责备严厉的话呢？
So I just asked him, so where do you have this kind of authority to ask me as a pastor and to correct another pastor?
我现在还记得他当时说话那个表情、口吻和态度。
I still remember his facial expression and the speaking tone from him.
他是因为我的教会奉献多，我奉献的金钱也是最多的。
He said, because in the church, I'm the one, I offered the most of the money.
所以我当然就对牧师有一个与众不同的权柄了。
He said, therefore, of course, I have the special authority in the church.
那这个人当然最后的结局就是离开教会了。
At the end, the outcome, and this person, he left the church.
走的时候带一批属于他自己的子弟兵就离开教会了。
When he left the church, and he just bring this, a group of his, the brother sister to leave the church.
想一想，就是他奉献了点钱嘛？难道神缺那点钱吗
？So is it because it just because he offers some money? This is God just does God lack of the money?
执事是这样子。Yeah, 由于牧师也没好到哪里去了。
So this deacon was like that. However.They're like a pastor. This pastor, he was also my good friend.
当年教会的邀，他当年呢是，他离开教会的时候呢。
At a time when he left the church.
他就要求教会将他若干年前奉献的2100块归还给他。
He requested church to return the $2,100 and that he used to offer to the church.
当时执事会同会开会说，不是都归基督吗？怎么钱又归到你那里去了呢？
So in the deacon board meeting, they just talk about, isn't the money he offered already just belong to Christ? Why he asked the money back?
有一对夫妇也算是我们的晚辈吧，算是我们像是自己的孩子一样。
Also, there was a couple, and they're just they are the younger generation, just like our children.
他也是对教会的有些观点看法不一样。
They have a different viewpoint with the church.
有一天就来到我们家中，说牧师能不能把他们所奉献的5000块钱归还给他。
One day they just came to my house and demanded the church to return them the money they offered $5,000.
我就耐心跟他讲了。
So I patiently just talked to them.
我说圣经教导我们都归基督，怎么可能是钱归了基督以后再从基督那里把钱拿出来再归到你？这是与圣经教导不相符合呀。
So I just talked to them. I said this is not in line with the truth and the Bible, because since we offer the money, it already belonged to Christ.
我记得他当时说了一句话，那我就用脚来投票，我就离开教会了。
And I remember they said, and then in this case, then we will leave.The church.
我怎么可能勉强他？我说那就请便吧。
How can I force them? And I said, well, if you just want to be like that, just let it be.
你是谁呢？怎么能在永生神耶和华的军队面前去骂阵，像那个当年大卫所面对的哥利亚一样呢
？So, and how can you just kind of just challenge and just in front of the Lord?
我们的身外之物都是属上帝的，我们要清楚这一点。
All the things outside of the body belong to Christ. We need to understand.
不要想着自己还有什么东西是属于自己的，主权归神的。
So do not think you own anything. That authority is belong to God.
当我们同心合意服侍主的时候，上帝就借着使徒显出那个大能力来了。
When we just in unity to serve the Lord, and then the power revealed.
当时的信徒是将所有的身外之物都放在使徒的脚前，也彰显出上帝的大能啊。
Other believers, they just put all their belongings in front of the apostles, that just to reveal the almighty power of the Lord.
最后呢，是复活的大能蒙大恩呐。
Finally, God's grace was so powerfully at work.
可能我们真的需要去思考一个问题了。
We need to think about this.
主都复活了，我们还要争什么，还要闹什么呢？
The Lord is resurrected, so why should we argue and make trouble?
坦率讲，能够听得懂这句话的人都消停了，对不对？
So those who can understand this sentence have stopped, right?
关于蒙大恩，我们可能有一个很大的误区啊。
We may have a big misunderstanding about God's grace, which is so powerful.
我们总是以为蒙恩就是必须得得到点什么东西，对吧？
So it seems like as long as we're just blessed, we must get something.
人生得失本身是常态啊。
The gain and loss in life, it's just very common.
但我是基督徒，我蒙大恩，我当然只能得不能失喽。
So I just I'm the Christian. Of course, I receive God's grace. I shouldn't have any loss.
请问这个误区在不在你的生命里边呢？
Is this misunderstanding in your life?
复活是什么意思啊？
What is the meaning of the resurrection?
主耶稣基督的复活对我们有什么关系呢？
So what is the Lord's resurrection related to us?
其实复活在我们生命当中的大能是在我们生命的深处，就是我们的心里能不能够产生出一个影响我们生命当中那个核心价值观呢？
The power of the resurrection in our lives is in our heart, and that is how it affects our core value.
而更加重要的是什么呢？复活解决的是我们的生死存亡的问题啊。
So more importantly, resurrections just solve the problem of our life and death.
有了复活的人是出死入生的。
The one we have the salvation, actually we are just out of the death and just in life.
复活的生命是战胜死亡的捆绑的。
So the life of resurrection, which is overcome about the binding of death.
复活的生命可以轻看着至轻至暂的苦楚啊。
So the life of resurrection, we can just look just lightly about all those trials.
而不要主都复活了，我们也有了一个复活的盼望的生命了，还每天想着自己的柴米油盐呐、烧的炕子等等一大堆这些世外的缠身的事情。总在缠绕着我们，会不会啊？
So the Lord has already just resurrected. We are just still kind of worried about our daily needs and all those things.
圣经说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中的话语啊。
So God already said, man does not live just by bread alone, but by the word from the mouth of God.
请大家记住了。
Please remember.
如此这般的价值观呢？
So such kind of value.
由心而发的时候呢？
Such kind of value comes from heart.
复活的大能就真的蒙出大恩来了。
And the power of resurrection will truly be greatly gracious.
重要的话我再多讲一遍好不好？
So important, let me say one more time.
如此复活的价值观。
Such kind of value of this resurrection.
若是能够由心而发。
If it just comes from the heart.
那么复活的大能就真的蒙出大恩来了。
Then the power of resurrection will truly be greatly gracious.
否则可能我们信了也如同没有信一样。
Otherwise, even though we say we believe in God, it's just like in vain.
或者是我们所信的与我们所行的与我们所信的福音并不相称啊。
Or our deeds is not worthy with our belief.
好，我们看第三点，放在使徒脚前。
Let's look at the third point. Put at the feet of the apostles.
为什么要放在使徒脚前呢？
Why should it be placed at the feet of the apostles?
肯定会有人问嘛，对吧？
Of course, some people will ask.
这是个权柄问题了。
This is a question of authority.
也是个犹太人多年来的一个传统习惯和经历的问题了。
It's also a tradition and habit for the Jewish.
其实更重要是一个心有归属的问题。
Even more important, that is a question of belongings.
当然也容易使人误会成一个社会制度的问题，对不对？
It is also easy for people to misunderstand. It is a social system problem.
首先，必不只缺乏。
First, there must be no want.
信徒弟兄姐妹之间彼此相交的原则是什么？
So what is a principle for the brother sister have a fellowship?
这个绝对准则就是彼此相爱嘛。
So the principle is to love one another.
因为当我们彼此相爱的时候，众人就认出我们是主的门徒啦。
Because when we love one another, people will recognize that we are God's believers.
既然是彼此相爱，就不能够厚此薄彼，心存偏待啊。
Since we love one another, we just do not just favoring just one another and showing just the partiality.
偏心是很成问题的，对吧？
Partiality, that is problem.
偏心在家庭当中也会出状况，对不对？
It will cause a problem in the family.
利百加偏心雅各，造成兄弟不睦啊。
Rebecca's partiality to Jacob just caused a discord between the brothers.
她偏心雅各、啊、对以扫好像 没那么好吧，酿成就是家庭中的悲剧啊。
Rebecca, she favored Jacob and just caused just the tragedy in family.
Yeah, 初代教会的成立与基督的受死复活以及门徒布道呢是息息相关的。
The establishment of the early churches is closely related to the death, resurrection, and the evangelism of Christ.
我们想想当时的光景，想想当时的教会背景吧。
Let's think about this, the background during that time.
Yeah, 教会初初成立。
The church was first established.
会友没有来自世界各地。
And the members came from all over the world.
方方面面，零零总总啊。
So there are just all these various situations.
各方面的问题都是非常错综复杂的，怎么办呢？
So there are just various and complex problems. What should we do?
所以彼此相处的首要原则就是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So the first principle is that,Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
呀，这里的我当然是可以是指教会，也必须是指教会。
The me here, that means church.
也可以是每一个在教会里面的具体的我，对不对？
And also, that is just like a, just some, just bears the brunt of every I.
换句话讲，在教会里的人，每一个那个单独的我都不应该有缺乏。
That means every single I.We have no lacking.
这也是教会奉献的原则，对吧？
That is also the principle of the giving.
教会的缺乏就是我奉献的原则，大家知道啊？
The lack of the church, that is my criterion for giving.
换句话讲，会友的缺乏也是教会供应的考量吧。
And also the lack of the church members is also a consideration for the church's supply.
其次的是照个人所需了。
Second, according to each person's needs,
我们也必须很清楚地知道一件事情。
We need to be very clear to understand this.
教会并不是一个收容所，也不是一个福利院。
Church is not a shelter, nor is it a welfare home.
但是教会却是满足弟兄姐妹全人需要的一个场所，它是基督的身体嘛。
However, church, the body of Christ, that is the place where the whole needs of brothers and sisters are met.
全人的需要是指身心灵全面的需要，对不对？
The overall needs refers to comprehensive needs of body, mind, and spirit.
比如说身体的需要就要以什么为标准呢？
For example, the need of the body and what kind of standard we need to have.
有衣有食就当满足啊，不宜奢侈。
We should be satisfied with food and clothing and not the...extravagance.
Yeah, 那我也见过以前一些人了。
And I used to meet some people.
明明家里边是很富有的。
They are very rich in the family.
那个时候海外的宣教士刚刚进到中国的时候，就以发面粉呐、发米呀、发馒头、发食物为吸引弟兄姐妹来教堂的一个方法吧。
So like the overseas missionary, and they just said this give away just like a flowers and like a just supplies to people.
就有一些人的家里其实蛮富有的，听说教会发东西了，发面粉了，赶紧的跑去，去，我们也是人呢、啊，我们人人平等，领个面粉，领个包子，领个食物，拿回家。其实他教会当时主要是给那些比较贫苦的人，对吧
？So during the time, and some family they're actually they're very wealthy, they still come to the church.To take receive those kind of things.
这个可能跟我们这个民族性也有一定的关联了。
So this may relate to just our culture.
只要有免费的、不要钱的，大家都喜欢去领一份，对不对
？As long as it's free, and people would just like to go and just take it.
有一些从国内出来了，其实蛮有钱，在国内也做不同的生意了。
So some just came just from the home country, but then they just do some business at the home country.
南京啊，上海啊，武汉的不同地方房产都好几套。
And they have this, just those kind of real estate in Nanjing, in the Shanghai or Wuhan.
来到美国，来到达拉斯以后，住在学校的宿舍里面，一发现，隔壁某一广场，教会的广场，发罐头啊，发什么，也跑去领。
So, and then when they came to the Dallas, when they heard there's the place they just give away those the canned food. They also went there to get to take.
领完还放到朋友圈里边去。
After they took those the canned food, they also just send a message out to the group chat.
我看了以后我就责备他了，我说那是给 非常贫苦的人，贫穷的人，你们跑去领颜面何存呢？你好意思吗？
When I saw those pictures, I just kind of just rebuked them. I said, well, those is just for the poor people. Why you just do so?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
身体的满足其实不难的。
Actually, it's not hard to fulfill our body needs.
有衣有食就当知足啊。
We should be satisfied with the food and clothing.
心的满足，心灵的满，心的满足指的是什么呢？
So what is the contentment of the heart?
其实心的满足就是指一种彼此相爱的关系，也就是教会所在的意义嘛。
The content of the heart that refers to relation of loving one another.
这个原则呢，就是与哀哭的人同哀哭，与喜乐的人同喜乐，对吧？
The principle is to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice.
那么灵里边的满足呢？
And then the satisfaction in the spirit.
其实道理很简单，就是三个字，效法主。
It's very simple, imitate the Lord.
要凡事奉主耶稣基督的名去行事为人咯。
Behave in everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
目的呢，是让自己成为一个可以向神交账、向人、向对自己负责任的人，对吧？
And also become a person who gives an account to God.To others and to himself.
其实这也是揭示了我们人生活在这个世上的目的，对吧？
It also reveals the purpose to live.
就是成为一个可以向神交账的人，对吧？
That is to become a person who can give an account to God.
好，最后是在使徒的脚前。
Finally, at the feet of the apostles.
要短短的几节经文出现了两次放在使徒脚前的经文。
In just a few verses, just put.At the feet of the apostles appear twice.
这几个字向我们表明什么意思呢？
These few words just show us that.
就是说权柄的归属是对准上帝，对准神的。
That is the affiliation of authority is aimed at God.
在这里其实也就很清楚地杜绝了人本主义的活动空间了。
It also clearly just put an end to the space for humanistic activities.
有一些人认为这个圣经在这里所描述的光景基本上是和马克思所说的共产主义的理想是相一致的，有没有听过这个没有？
Some people think that the situation described here in the Bible is basically the ideal of the communist society.
今天我要指出，圣经所说的放在使徒的脚前，这里凡物公用和共产主义的那个所谓的理想社会是风马牛不相及的事情啊。
Today, I want to just clarify the difference just between this and this And that put to the apostles also the communist society.
人一生的果效由心发出。
So the effect of life just flows from our heart.
由心发出来的动机，天国和共产主义一定是分道扬镳的。
The motivation to flow from our heart is the opposite with the communism.
所以像早年49年开始的吴耀宗，包括后来的丁光训等等，韩文藻等等，他们所走的道路是和天国不一致的。
Just like starting in just 1949 with Wu Yaozhong, Ding Guangxun, and the path they went actually is opposite with the Christianity.
因为当有人想把共产主义和天国两条路并为一条路的时候，那是不可能的。
When people want to put a communism and also the heavenly path in one line, that is impossible.
讲到吴耀宗、丁光训，他们不可能跟随他的人也是不可能的。
So not only 吴耀宗、丁光训 also their followers and it's the same.
呀，这些跟随丁光训的人现在也来到教会的不同的地方，在那占据的教会的高位，也在俨然以牧师的身份讲起天国的到来啦。
Those followers of 丁光训 and they also came to the church and preached in the church.
但是你放心，他若不悔改，总有一天扑通掉到水里边去。
However, if they do not repent.They will fall.
Yeah, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 对准人的共产主义，同样也要面对人类的瓶颈啊。
Communism aimed at human beings also has to face the bottleneck of mankind.
就是你立志行善，由得你行出来，却由不得你的尴尬，你也要面对这个的。
That is, it is up to me and to aspire to do good, but it is embarrassing that I just cannot do it.
而行走天路的人呢？
And the people walk on the heavenly path.
他们的终极关怀，他们的目标必须也只能单单的对准上帝。
The ultimate goal of the human concern can only be aimed at the absolute God.
而不能是相对的人或者相对的事情。
Not relative people or things.
更加不可能将上帝 和撒旦放在一起来同样的走这条路，这是走不了，走找不到出路的。
And it is impossible to walk on the path of God and Satan together. That is impossible.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
要全归基督不能是单单一句口号了。
All to Christ cannot be just a slogan.
必须是可以活出来的真道啊。
It must be a truth that it can be lived out.
我们不能靠自己，而必须靠上帝。
We cannot just rely on ourselves, we can only rely on God.
因为不是我们能，凡事，乃是神凡事都能。
It is not that we are able, but God is able to do all things.
也不是我们做了什么，乃是圣灵与我们的心同工同证，我们之所事所知所行啊。
It is not what we have done, but the Holy Spirit co-works with our heart and witnesses who we are, what we know, and what we do.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的恩典啊。
Thank you, Lord, for your grace.
呀，你借着今天的经文，让我们能够放胆讲论神的道。
Through today's scriptures, you let us just boldly just preach God's word.
我们也凭着信心相信，此时此刻圣灵正充满着我们。
By faith, we believe at this moment, and the Holy Spirit just fills our heart.
我们也知道，此时此刻我们的心被你所移动。
Also, at this moment, we know our heart is moved by you.
你的长阔高深的大爱触摸我们的心灵。
Your great and deep love just touch our heart.
以至于我们心动的时候。
So that when our heart moves.
我们聚会的地方震动的时候。
And when our meeting place is shaking.
我们就得着了永不震动的国呀。
And we receive the kingdom that's never shaken.
主啊，全归基督。
Lord.All to Christ.
基督也全归我了。
And Christ all belong to me.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.